interesting page I found here. It was forwarded over to me by a buddy that's gone through some really frustrating times in his situation. And it was from page from Teresa Young, and it's a woman that is just giving other women thoughts. You know, I'm looking at it right now. It's like, don't teach a woman. Don't beg her for sex. What did she say? Don't ask her to respect you. One of the most painful ways to wound your man with guilt is to bring up his past. It's a cruel way. Basically, she's just standing up for the guys, the good guys. If your woman, let me see, hold on. This is what she says. If your woman nags at you every day, or she's constantly telling you you can't do anything right, it's time to let her go. Okay? What else? The wrong woman makes you beg for sex. Attention. Affection. Respect. Commitment. I don't know. The right woman gives you these things because she loves you. Well, I mean, and I'll stop there. But overall, it's the message from her is women that get into relationships and they don't do their part. The things that they did to get the man to be in a relationship with them, they're not doing anymore. And this is something that is rampant. I see it all the time. I see it mostly with women once they reach marriage and once they reach kids. Like what happens is they get the guy. They basically just need the guy to have kids and for the guy to provide. That's it. But these type of women, that's all they think about. And they don't invest in the relationship. And all of a sudden, you just have, you know, a little bit of a void. And then what happens is when the guy's like, hey, let's have date night. The girl's like, well, I don't want to have date night. I'm tired. I don't want to do. All of a sudden, they start coming out with these all fucking excuses as to why they don't want to hang out with you all of a sudden. Now it's like it's all about work. It's all about the baby. It's all about their family. It's all about downtime. I'm exhausted. I don't have time for you. But yet they wonder why people go ahead and cheat. You know, like I truly come from this mindset. You can never eradicate it. But I think with men, if you're giving them attention, if you're giving them respect, if you're still slicing the time out of your life to be attentive to them, the good guys will understand that. The good guys will understand the balance and desire and welcome it and so on and so forth. But it's like when you are a woman and you are married and all of a sudden, okay, that's it. Like in this situation of the person I know, they got married, they just living a good life, and that's all. That's all they want. They want the toys, the bells and the whistles, but guess what? That's the impression I get anyway. I'm not saying this is true, but that's my impression of it, that this person is like, you know, the wife ended up, you know, getting in. Now she's living a good life. Good for her. But at the same time, he has physical needs he wants to be met, and she's not doing it. She's complaining, and it's a headache, and, you know, the whole thing. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but we all know those stories are out there. They're rampant. And it's one of those that you don't understand as a man. Okay, why is all of a sudden, why are you all, you know, shutting it off? Why are you no longer putting me as a top priority? And I see men doing this too. I mean, I see a lot of men that disconnect a lot. Like I was talking to this guy just recently that was telling me about his adventures of how he got divorced. And it was very evident to me that just from the things he was saying, he was blindsided, but it seemed like he was very much committed into work and whatever his job was. So once the kids were grown out of the house, the wife said, it's like, you know, we don't really have much in common other than taking care of the kids. So I'm fucking getting divorced, man. Starting a new life. And he was like blindsided by that. You could tell he was still howling at the moon about that shit. He was like, man, I don't fucking, you know, he's just basically not happy about the outcome because he got blindsided, right? So it goes both ways. And I guess for me, it's during the journey of a relationship, I'm not saying that you have to keep it on the honeymoon phase all the time, because priorities do come and go, meaning that all of a sudden you may have more bills. Somebody may be going down in a rut, you know, so on and so forth. Life is happening. And those priorities of time, how you're going to allocate your time may differ as you go along. But that's one thing that I feel you have to be cognizant about in a relationship, that you can't drift away too much into doing other things. Now, granted, if that's the relationship you want to have, oh, awesome. Then you have to find somebody that's like-minded. But if you're a person that, me personally, I'm a guy, I prefer balance. So what does that mean? I prefer time. Like I was telling my partner, I was like, look, this weekend coming up, a couple weekends from now, don't schedule me for shit. Like I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z. Why? Because I need that time to myself. And if it's doing absolutely nothing, that's what I want to do. But I don't want to be on the hook for anything that is going on. I don't want to be dragged into stuff last minute. I don't want to be given the last minute heads up. I just want to fucking chill in front of a computer, in front of a fucking TV, either playing video games, watching HBO Max, or fucking podcasting. I don't fucking care, right? So, but most of the time I'm balanced. You know, like I know myself enough to know, okay, I want my time with my partner. Okay, I want my time as a parent. Okay, I want my time by myself. And that's the way I operate. So I need somebody that's in the same wheelhouse type of thinking. You know, I wouldn't do well with somebody that doesn't need that break. They need that codependency from that partner to be there every day just because. It's not that they're going to sit there and talk and have great conversations. It's not like they're going to sit there and learn about each other. It's more of, okay, I just want you around. We don't got to talk. I just want you here next to me. And that's, and again, there's no right or wrong with how you want to do that in a relationship. But what happens in these cases is that, like when I was talking about this woman on TikTok that was calling out women that get lazy on their men. Basically, the ones that get a good lifestyle, they get a nice house, they get a little bit of, you know, play cash, or their job is their play money because the man takes care of all the bills at the house. All they got to do is take care of the kids. They have a daycare center. You know, they have all this life as to, you know, being like a stay-at-home mom or a mom at least that has the flexibility to come and go. And they're forgetting the person that is providing that, or the other half that would like to have some things from them as well from a relationship point of view. And listen, if you're not, and in this case in point that I'm talking about, the person, this is the thing about women, like sometimes they become very prudish. So it's like, yeah, I don't want to give you sex, but guess what? I don't want you to get it anywhere else. I don't want, you know, you shouldn't want to, even though I'm closing the shop down. And I'm saying to myself, wow, why would you even, how irrational is that? And I think the same way as guys. It's like the guys that be like, well, I'll go ahead and fuck around, but God forbid, I don't want you sleeping with no other man. I don't want you dating. I don't want you looking at another man. It's like the double standards in that realm are fucking mind-blowing to me. Because, you know, when I see that all the time, it's and I see people dealing with it and not having a backbone, I say to myself, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, you know, what's good for the goose? It's the mindset here. But when people get into these roles, and it's all acting. I always go back to that. In my opinion, truly, people pretend to be somebody. And then after a certain amount of time, they just kind of slowly but surely go into their default, who they really want to be. And then that's who you really have. And people get stuck on the mindset, but that's not what happened 2 years ago. I remember what was said 2 years ago. And it's like, well, yeah, I know what you experienced 2 years ago, but look what you've been experiencing the last 6 months. So, or even the last 6 years, it hasn't been the same as the first 2 years, but you still fucking hanging on. And that was the thing that I was telling my partner about this, because it's evident that with women, I think more so than men, and I'm going all over the place here, but women, I think when they hitch the wagon on somebody, they go through hell. And then when they get out of it, they're so traumatized that it's still impacting the future relationships of people they talk to. Because they put themselves through so much shit that they're like, man, you know, like they're any hint, any whiff of anything that happened from that sounded or smelled or felt like an ex did that to them, the prior ex, you're fucked. And I get it. You know, I respect that you've gotten a lot of damage, but at the end, you got to learn to move on. And I think in the case that I know this person and their partner, I think a little bit has to do with that. You know, she dealt with somebody in the past that really just burnt her and ended up talking to this guy and they ended up getting married and now they're together. And then she's just kind of like lost all the excitement for for hanging out with him or being intimate with him and things like that. And it's like, all right, but you know, you want to go ahead and brag about it to everybody. You want to go ahead and let the world know that you're fucking balling, that you're fucking doing great. You know, that's what, you know, and I see shit like that. And it's like, listen, you know, like Eddie Murphy said it one time, like he said, fucking all you got to do is suck dick. All you got to do is fuck your man. That's it. You don't got to do nothing else. You don't got to go ahead and work 12 hours and break your back. You don't got to just fucking, you know, take care of your man. You know, and even then, I know it's not a guarantee, but, you know, there's certain men that just kind of don't want to be hoeing around anymore at some point. So you're going to have to, you know, get on the ball. And if you can't, and this is the thing that is very narrow-minded in this day and age, is that people get in their ego, because it's like, let's just say me as a guy, I say, look, I'm tired of sex. I'm bored. I don't want to fuck you anymore. But then you're trying to tell your partner, like, okay, you got to close that shop down too, because I don't want to do it, then you shouldn't want to do it. And that's not fair to the other person that's still craving that need and that void from you. And it's like, how do you expect them? I know this person I know. He told the partner, he said, I'm going to cheat on you. You keep this up, I will cheat on you. You don't want to give up any ass? You don't want to have fun? You don't want to do what we ended up doing in the beginning? Cool. Then I'm going to go ahead and find somebody else, because there's options out there. And, you know, hey, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, it's always a fascinating thing to see people once they've reached the pinnacle of whatever they're desiring. And it's unfortunate, because, you know, I was researching this because I was trying to find out, okay, like, as far as most liberal sexually countries in the world, United States is in none of those lists. Like top 10, top 15, United States is not even fucking close. You have Netherlands, you have United Kingdom, you have fucking, what else? Those are the two universal ones that I saw. Norway, Iceland and shit, you know? Like all these places on the Swedish area, whatever the fuck it is over there. But it was like nowhere in those lists do you have anybody talking about the United States being liberal as far as when it comes to, you know, open-minded with non-vanilla traditional relationship dynamics. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, we're still a very prudish. And I think people get caught up in the image and the status. You know, I talk about this all the time, that people base their self-worth on marital status. That's one thing I truly believe with a lot of people, especially women, when they get to my age in the 40s, and then they're like, you know, they don't have a man, they're a single mom, and many of them are like, man, fuck, I need to be with somebody. I don't know what it is. And I'm not sitting here what you shouldn't do, but it's, you can't put all your eggs in that emotional basket, that your life isn't worth living unless you're with somebody. It's more enjoyable. That's not one I'm not going to debate you on. But to say that life is just miserable without somebody, then I think you probably got some deeper issues you got to work through. Because then you're not loving yourself. Then you're finding yourself worth through being accepted by other people. And that's just not the way to live life. I mean, you want to live life because you were given the gift every day to be around, to do all the shit you want to do, to be happy, to select the people you want to be around. And if guys don't want to be romantically in love with you, or don't want to be with you for who you are, then that's cool. You know, it doesn't take away. Like that's the way I looked at it anyway. You know, like and I'll leave with this. I know I created my life in a way where I wasn't expecting to be with somebody. And I was living a life that was enjoyable. It was fun. It was easy going. It was peaceful. And while it's different, it's still enjoyable now in this, because I'm able to be myself, thankfully. But for a lot of people, it's not that way. You know, a lot of people don't even build their lives assuming they're not going to be with anybody. They built their lives based on the expectation that they're going to meet somebody and then be with somebody. I grew up with my mom not dating anybody, not bringing any other men home. So I was okay with living that life. I understand it and I value it. And that wasn't a thing for me. Fortunately, I found the great person that is very understanding. But not many people have that. Not many people are able to be loved and appreciated for who you are as a person. And then if you have certain hiccups like this, that many people do when it comes to intimacy or the lack of desire to, then you got to be open-minded at least to say, okay, I'm not able to provide that for you, but what do you want to do? And it's no one's fucking business. It's no one's goddamn business what the fuck you want to do in your relationship or not. Are you happy or not? That's it. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and judge you because you're fucking miserable. If you're happy, you're happy, man. Do your thing. Do you. Right? So it's a weird dynamic when I see good men, good quality men. I'm not saying that we're perfect by any means. You know what I'm saying? Like, but good men in the sense of treating their woman with respect, having a balance, making time for them, making them feel loved, making them feel appreciated, and the woman is just fucking nagging and complaining and finding every bit of reason not to do anything that they want to do. Even though they're being provided with everything, that they haven't brought anything to the table, and they're going to go ahead and blame it on the guy. And that's the shit that, you know, I get so disgusted by that. But we all know that's never going to end.